great to be here. SUU. It's kind of weird. How do you cheer? Go SUU! Makes sense? All right, what else are you going to say? That's what it is, right? I always got to take a little poke, because the college I went to, we had, this is true, I went to Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio, and I played football there, and we had this, we were voted number one by Sports Illustrated for having the stupidest team nickname. Number one of every college in the country. We were the student princes. That would strike some fear in your opponent's heart, you know. You'd run out on the field. You better watch it. We'll do a book report on you. Well, as a wide receiver, and when I played, receivers had the stupidest stance on the field before the play started. Everybody else looked cool, you know. Quarterbacks were like this. Linemen were down. Defensive ends. Here was the wide receiver stance. That's why receivers would go in motion, because the guy across me is like, you look like Tinkerbell. I'm going to rip your face off. Well, why don't I just go over there then? That's why we tap the quarterback on the butt. Don't even look for him. He's going to rip my face off. I'm going to be in the locker room having some coffee. The scariest part of high school football has nothing to do with getting hit. It's forming your plastic mouth guard. The thing doesn't fit your teeth yet. You have to take it out of the wrapper and dip it in a scalding hot boiling water until it gets nice and gooey. Then you bite on it so it forms to your teeth. The whole time it's bubbling, you're going, oh no. Why didn't I run cross country? I didn't want to feel that pain, so I just took a hammer and smashed all the teeth out of my face. I figured that would hurt less than biting this lava candle magma wax in the center of the sun. I don't know. So I don't play football anymore. I try to stay in shape. I play tennis about every 15 years. I never know what to do when somebody asks me if I want to play tennis, you know. I just feel like on the spot. Hey, you want to play tennis? I don't have any tennis shoes. Or interest. It's a lot of effort to get together to do something that you're horrible at. I could be with my family. Tennis just takes way too long, man. And you know why it takes too long? Because they allow you two tries for every single serve in tennis. Every serve, you get a mulligan. That's unbelievable. Warm up, man. That just encourages people who play three times in their life. They know the first one's a freebie, so they try to land some rocket that don't have a chance in hell of touching down on the planet Earth. They try to shoot some screamer, it ends up on the roof of some warehouse, you know. And they know the second one has to get in, so they're like a completely different player. You want to explain what that first scud was all about? We got three balls in a can. Relax. You see little Wimbledon boys running these down? And if it goes over the fence, I'm not going over to get it, you know? Balls over the fence, Brian. Good game. I'm going to run across the street. Can I check your dog's doghouse? Maybe it went in a doghouse. And the scoring system per game in tennis is just mathematically ludicrous. It doesn't even make a little bit of sense. There's no zero. If you don't have any points, you have to say love. And if you don't say that, your opponent gets upset. How many points you got, Brian? I don't. I got zero. You know that, I got zero. You have love. Oh. It don't feel like it. Why do you have to say it like that? You don't say that with other things, you know, like your checking account. Oh, no. I've got love. That's the smart part of the scoring system. If you get the very first shot in, you know, you just get there, you get one in, guy goes, you got 15. We just got here. You got 15. You get the next one in, you get another 15 to a total of 30. Okay, I get it. I see what's going on. You get the next one in, you get 10 points. To a total of 40. No explanation as to why this ratio is any different from the first two volleys. 10, so say the random gods. I award you 10 for no apparent reason. You get the next one in, you don't even get any point value. The guy goes, game. How many points are you going to get? Game! What are you worried about points for? I thought we were keeping a ridiculous tally. It's all out the window now. Love, 15, 30, 40, game. Damn, how come somebody didn't, like, propose? How about 0, 1, 2, 3, 4? Oh, yeah, that'll work, Charlie. Charlie, I where was Charlie, man? Charlie should have been at that meeting. But anyway, my favorite sport, everybody's favorite sport is cigarette boat racing. My favorite sport. I was watching a sports on TV. They showed a cigarette boat, just a cool name, right? And this has nothing to do with, well, it sort of has something to do with that. I was out on the road years ago, and me and the other comics, we had to stay in a motel, and it was called the Thunderbird Motel. This is a true story. And we're walking in, and there was a sign at the front that said, give us your impressions of the Thunderbird. So my buddy walked out. Had no clue what he was doing. We're just walking in to check in. Security. Security problem. That was funny. So, I don't get the, you know, it's a Thunderbird, so how does Thor come into play? I don't, is that a completely different? No? Okay, all right. Your logic, I don't want to mess with it. Okay. Let's have a big bird and let's bring a mythical god in. All right. It's always a danger to mess with school's traditions. Hey, wait a second, Chuckles. We like a Thor and a Thunderbird. Stop that, ho-ho. I'm done. Get back to Heidelberg. Student prince. We were stupid, not you guys. I don't know. I'm trying to learn things. Anybody here ever try that? Back. What do you do? I tried everything short of reading. I'm running out of ideas. No, I'm trying to learn how to want to read a book. I know how to read a book. I'm trying to learn how to want to read a book. Have you ever been where everything's perfect? You know, you're in bed and the blanket's up to here and light's at a perfect angle. You have a new novel. You're like, I still don't want to do this. Ceiling cracks. repeat. Now, anybody ever look at a book? Can you imagine reading one of those things? In your wildest dreams, can you imagine? Now, they're too big, man. They're too thick. I don't have that kind of time. I can read a magazine article, that's about it. And even then, I look ahead to see how long it's going to be. Now, this looks interesting. No. It's not that interesting. How about this? Page and a half. Okay. Honey, get my bookmark. You ever try to cancel a magazine subscription? It's easier to break up with a psycho. They just don't seem to want to get it. They keep sending cards. Are you sure? We can change. It's not you, it's me. I don't read highlights anymore. I think it's time we both. I learned a lot from Goofus and Gallant, but I used to like Goofus. All right, anyway. I got a subscription to National I got a subscription to National Geographic, which is a great magazine. And they surprised me. In addition to the magazine, they sent me a membership card for the National Geographic Society. So I can put that in my wallet. So it can be in my wallet. Forever, I guess. Because I have yet to come across a scenario where that would actually come out of my wallet. When would that happen? Sorry, we don't have any tables available this evening. Oh, you don't, huh? Yeah, well, somebody doesn't realize he's talking to a member of the National Geographic Society. You know who was a very good reader? Thomas Jefferson. I never got a woo there. I'm glad you concur. He was a good reader. Thank you. If anybody agrees with any premise, let me know. He was a good reader. Yay! No, that's very sweet. I'm going to just do setups from here on out. Did you know there were 13 original colonies? Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll get a million of them. Just a big mass acknowledgement. What happened at the show? He said things, and when they were true, we let him know that we knew they were true. It was a lot of fun. Man, I thought just I was silly. You guys are silly too. It's a big silly fest. All right. So, Thomas Jefferson. Need I say more? I'll just say words. Hey, chipmunk! Now, Thomas Jefferson was a big reader. I went to his estate, Monticello, or Monticello, I don't know, don't correct me. No matter how you say that word, people correct you the other way, you know. Went to Monticello, Monticello, Monticello. Then you'd say that the next night. I went to Monticello, Monticello, Monticello. You're wrong, I'm right. I'm going to let you know immediately. Every time I know something, I have to say it out loud. Anyway. What's he doing naming his house anyway? I don't understand that. Did y'all name your home? Why don't we all head back to Falconhead? It's my one-bedroom apartment. Come on. You're gonna love Falconhead. Have you seen it in the fall? Hey, if you like naming things, why stop there? Why not just name everything in the house? Oh, you want to borrow the can opener, huh? You mean Umberto? But as far as reading, I think that was the topic. Thomas Jefferson was a lot of things. He was a president? Don't hold me up. Okay. Maybe I do need the help. He was. You said you didn't read, so we're here to help you. No, he was a president. He was a lot of things. He was a botanist. He was an architect. And he was an inventor. And one of his inventions, which he had at Monticello, was a swivel bookstand, which held 5 textbooks simultaneously. Wow. I guess he read like this. Okay, we're buying Louisiana. So I was like, hey, when's that baby due? You feel a word coming up, but it's too late to stop it. Hey, when's that baby due? Baby! What baby? At the zoo, the pandas. I knew they were trying to have one. Just thought we'd say hello. Start talking about the fluffy zoo creatures. Pongo and Ling Ling. My memory's shot, man. I'm not making this up. Every once in a while, the microwave will ding, and I'll have no idea what's in there. What kind of short-term memory problem is that? Check in the mystery box. Sometimes I can only remember parts of things, you know? When somebody's coming toward you, you're trying to remember their name. Why does the back of your brain turn into a game of Wheel of Fortune? There's a J and a C. Good luck. Last names are based on the occupations of their ancestors. That's true just in my neighborhood. Right across the street lived the Cooks. Right next door to us lived the Taylors. Catty corner from us lived the Elephant Dung Shovelers. Well, they are catty corner. Hey, you know who I feel bad for? Thomas Crapper. Was involved in one of the most useful things in the history of humankind. It's the water closet, later to become known as the toilet. And look how everybody uses his name. It's terrible. That's like if that was your ancestor. And people were saying things like, ah, oh, man, I gotta take a Kowalski. Would you like that? I don't give a Rodriguez! Wonderful invention. It's some inventions I kind of scratch my head over, you know. The bagpipes. Whoever invented the bagpipes, I don't think he's finished yet. He must have thought there was a deadline at the patent office. He probably just ran in. Am I too late? What is that? It's a bag and pipes. Bagpipes. What does it do? What does it do? Do? How can you tell if anybody's playing him well? He's the best! This guy's over here. He don't know how to play! I'm impressed with anybody who can play the bagpipes, man. Truly. Or any instrument. That's why I'm even more amazed and impressed with the whole concept of a marching band. Wow, who would have ever thought to go that extra step? Isn't it hard enough just to learn how to play the instruments? You know, what group of people are sitting around? I don't know what instruments those are. I think we're getting the hang of this. I got an idea. Why don't we kick these chairs out from underneath us and start walking around and trying to spell stuff? I'm sure the tuba guy loved that idea. Oh, great. Great idea, flute person. Marching band had to be a flute person's idea. Let's march. Everybody march. We need straps and stuff. We need straps. Come on. Wait a second. Hey, man, I like music. That's why I have an iPod. An iPod is amazing. An iPod can take all of the songs that you love and turn them into songs that you hate. Every time I put my iPod on, don't want to hear that. 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 Okay, that was fun. I'll try that again next year. I like live music, but there's nothing more awkward than listening to a singer talk about the inspiration for a sad song. I wrote this song when I was hurting. There's a lot of sadness in my life. I was down, I was depressed. I was wondering where my soul was. There's a lot of discomfort. Just sing it, please. Sing the song. That's why you wrote the song, so we don't have to listen to this garbage. The song is a much tighter version of whatever you're yapping about. Anyway, I wrote that joke at a time when I was hurting. I hope it seemed like that to you as well. Otherwise, that was an awkward moment on stage. For me to go, whoa! Are the lights brighter? No, not really, ho-ho. Okay. Thought they were. Anyway. I like doing this. But anybody that knows me knows my true love is dance. That's what I'm all about. Show's over. I'm headed right over to the over this Cedar City discotheque. That's where I'm gonna be. And I'll dance till they kick me out. I don't care. That's what I'm all about. All right. No, I never understood dancing. I don't know who thought of it or why. What two people were standing across from each other? So should we just stand here like this, or, or should we stand here like this? I don't know. What was that first option again? I'm interested in the gray area between dancing and not dancing. I understand both extremes. It's the middle that's murky, you know? When you're at a place with a dance floor and everybody's on it dancing and everybody else is way over here not dancing, how do you get from here to there? You know, it's like, I'm starting to wiggle. I don't know how to transition into it. I think men and women do that differently. Women start dancing the moment they know they want to dance. They're over here, come on, let's dance. I'm like, I'm not following you like that. I'm not gonna walk by a bunch of guys. Guess where I'm headed, fellas? To the dance floor. I'll dance when I get there. That's why they call it that. It's the dance floor. It's not the dance path. And I'm very linear. I respect that. Nope, not there yet. Nope. Is that it? Here we are! We're in the dancing safety zone! Find the middle. Get in the middle! The only time I'll go on the dance floor is when the strobe light is on. That way nobody can tell how badly I'm dancing. All people see is...